This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, August 3rd. God's word to you today is Gethsemane. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 23, verses 16 to 17, and it says, Jonathan went to find David and encouraged him to stay strong in his faith in God. Don't be afraid, Jonathan reassured him. My father will never find you. You are going to be the king of Israel, and I will be next to you, as my father Saul is well aware. Please read 1 Samuel 20, verses 28 to 32, and 1 Samuel 23, verses 15 to 17, as we delve deeper into the life of Jonathan. The first thing that stands out from these portions of scripture is, even though David had perceived that Saul wanted to kill him, David did not just run away. David took proper permission. Even when Jonathan told him to wait and give him time to check things out, David waited and hid himself. Wow, what loyalty. The second thing is, Saul was trying to convince Jonathan that killing David would be in his best interest because that way he would be king. But Jonathan remained loyal to David. Instead of sacrificing David on the altar of his own ambition, the Bible says Jonathan went to find David and encouraged him to stay strong in his faith in God. Wow. We all need people that will encourage us to stay strong in our faith in God and not give up. This Jonathan was the heir apparent to the throne. He was not timid. He was brave. He was not weak. He was strong. He was not daft. He was intelligent. The throne was rightfully his, but he willingly surrendered it to David. Do you think Jonathan was stupid? Was Saul right after all? 1 Samuel 18 verse 4 says, Jonathan sealed the pact by taking off his robe and giving it to David, together with his tunic, sword, bow, and belt. How do you get to a place where it is not my will, but God's will be done? How do you get to a place where you take your own ambition, your own rights, and you place it on the altar? Do you think that without Jonathan, David could ever have been king? Think about it. How do you get to a place where it is in your power to call down 12 legions of angels to fight, but you go like a lamb to be slain? How do you get to that place? Gethsemane. Gethsemane is the place where you die to self. Abraham got to Gethsemane, so to speak. God said, give me your son, your only son Isaac. And Abraham offered him. Saul did not go to Gethsemane, so he could not offer his son, as it were. Jesus went to Gethsemane, so he could lay down his rights. Jonathan got to Gethsemane. One thing you need to understand about destiny is this. There is no competition in destiny. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 41 from the King James Version says, there is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. Let us pray. Father, help me run my own race in Christ Jesus, and to be who you have chosen me to be, not who men think I should be. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.